This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. And now we are truly in that stretch of the year where you homeowners can seriously consider renovating or overseeding your cool season lawn. Jared Hoyle returns, turf grass specialist with K-State Research and Extension. So first to the planting time window. We've several weeks to get this done, but any time now, Jared?
Yes, that is correct. So September is a really great time to start getting the seed in the ground. As this is not a one-time thing, it's more of a process. So go ahead and starting this process is better earlier than later.
If one is going to renovate, they need to clear that site, and that means ridding of all vegetation chemically or through tillage or both? What?
You can do either or. You can go through with a non-selective like Roundup, kill the existing vegetation, come in, till the soil. You want to then rake it level so you can make sure you get your low spots filled in with dirt. Really like to get as deep as you can when it comes to tilling. I really like to roll it sometimes. That'll tell you where the high and the low spots are. Not with a steamroller or anything, but just a light roller to see it. And then that way your soil is prepped and ready to go for a new seeding of that lawn.
But for overseeding, aeration is really one of the primary things that need be done.
That's correct. For overseeding, you can come in with a aerator, which pokes holes in the ground. There's core aerators that pull the plugs out, which will help reduce the compaction. You can go over it multiple times, 3 to 4 times. You can leave the cores right there on the soil surface. You can also verticut, which kind of cuts little furrows within the soil. It'll remove the thatch if there's any thatch there, but it will also remove a lot of vegetation. That's why you definitely need to put your seed down if you are going to verticut. I would remove that material once you use that verticutter or power raking.
Seeding rates. Folks are always interested in what is the appropriate rate for their project. Is there a stock answer to that?
Yes, there is. So we look for, if you're starting brand new, on a new lawn, you've removed that existing vegetation, you've tilled it. With tall fescue, you're looking at 6 to 8 pounds of seed per 1,000 square feet. If you're going to do overseeding for a tall fescue lawn, you don't need to go up that high because you've already got some existing vegetation there. So you want to go at about half that rate, 3 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you plant too much seed, each of the seedlings compete with one another, you just have too much crowding, and then you don't have the successful establishment as if you would stay into the 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet for tall fescue of a new lawn, and then 3 to 4 pounds if you're overseeding an existing lawn.
Seeding method, broadcasting or drilling, what would one want to go with there?
So if you are overseeding your lawn, you could do a couple different things. Like we said, you could go in with that core aerifier, poke a bunch of holes, broadcast your seed. You could verticut and then broadcast your seed. You could core aerify and verticut, then broadcast your seed. And then there's another option of it's kind of like a drill seeding or a seeder slicer where it does slice and also plants the seed at the same time. So more like a drop spreader, just dropping in it right in that furrow in one pass instead of broadcasting after you are to core aerify or verticut. Either or is fine. If you're broadcasting, then I would look at doing half the rate in two directions so you get a good coverage of that area. And then if you are doing a new lawn and you've broadcasted that seed, it's nice to lightly rake that area after you broadcast it. Ideal planting depth for tall fescue is about 1/8 to 1/4 inch, which is very, very small and can easily be covered up with too much soil. So lightly raking that area will really help it only get just right to that seed-to-soil contact and that 1/8 to 1/4 inch depth.
Well, those are the first stages of seeding or overseeding a cool season lawn here this fall. There's much more to the project, of course, including fertilization, weed control, and the like. Our time's away today, so Jared will invite you back in next time to follow up on those important steps. Many thanks to you.
Thank you.
Turfgrass horticulturist Jared Hoyle of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.